Today's scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25.
今日选读经文是希伯来书第十章第十九至二十五节。
We'll read this responsibly, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我用启应方式来读，先用英文读，用中文读出。
Hebrews 10, 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, and since we have a great priest over the house of God,
let us draw near with a true heart and a full assurance of faith.
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Let us read verse 25 together. Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
希伯来书第十章第十九至二十五节。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，又有一位大祭司治理神的家，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的。到二十五节，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就当如此。
Pastor Wilson's sermon today is titled Christian Community.
咁啊，陈牧师话嘅正道题目系基督徒社群。
As we start our time together, I'd like to point to your attention one particular phrase or word in verse 24 and 25.
今天我们去看这个经文的时候，我特别着重去看这个24和25节。
And that word helps us greatly understand what Christian community is all about.
我看这个24和25节去帮助我们去了解什么叫基督徒的社群。
It's one word in Koine Greek, which Hebrews is written in, and two words in English.
咁啊，希伯来文咧系两个一个字，但系英文咧就系两个字嚟嘅。
And they appear both in verse 24 and 25. It's the words one another.
咁我哋中文去睇就话我哋要去彼此，即系两个人。
See, it states in verse 24, and I think is it Teddy that's back there? If you could shine up verse 24 again, let's spur, which is in the NIV.Or stir up in the English Standard Version, which you see before you. Let's spur one another to love and good works.
咁就係24節嗰個講就話要去彼此嘅相顧，激發愛心。
Again, it appears in verse 25, one another. Let's encourage. Paraphrasing here, let's encourage one another.
佢都話跟住佢係勉勵行善，你們不可停止聚會。
Now that one Greek Koine Greek word.One another, translate one another. You know what it means? Mutuality.
咁喺個希伯來文一個講題，唔係喺個希臘文嚟睇，就話依個彼此意思，即係話一個相同一齊嘅羣體嘅意思。
Now, according to the New Testament, church is a place you go, but you go not only to receive, not only to be taught, not only to be counseled, not only to be shepherd.
根据这个新约的经文来看，就是说教会不是只是单单的你去到一个地方去受教，去受到这个培训，受到这个教育。
It's clear, and it teaches the New Testament, that according there, that you go to teach, you go to counsel, you go to do one anothering. You confess your sins to one another. You admonish, you bear burdens and weep with one another.
教会是一个地方,你去到那个地方,一起去有一个告解的,有一起去受这个,孭起的重担,一起去有一个哭泣。
That's mutual ministry.
这是一个相同相连一起做的一个工作。
You see, a congregation is a community in which all aspects of the members' lives interact. They meet.
就是一个会众,这个会众就是说,我们大家一起的有一个团体的生活。
You don't just come together to hear a speaker or to have an experience.
这个会众不是说,只是说来到一个地方去听一个人去讲的说话。
You eat together. You pray together. Again, you help one another in the life of faith.
就是会众的,就是说来到一个教会当中,是一起的生活,一起的有祈祷,一起的去帮助大家有个信心里面有成长。
Or as the NIV says, you spur. And we'll get to the meaning of that. You spur one another onward towards a life of growth and faith.
就是说在圣经里面,他讲就是说,他们是一起的,是彼此的,去相顾,激发他们的爱心,一起去做个工作,去成长。
Of course, you care for those outside household faith too.
也都当然的,会是照顾外面未信的人。
But you strive towards proclaiming the word of God in word and deed, that good news of the Christ, to each other and to the world.
当然的,希望能够有一个信心去成长,也是在外面要将这个信息带给其他人。
Teddy, are you operating this, or is Jacob? Is it Jacob?
Jacob,
sorry. Jake, give you the credit there. Jake, if you could hit verse 25 again. It says there, don't forsake meeting.
也都是在第25节讲的话,你们不可以停止的聚会。
Now, that sentence can mean go to church.
这个听到好像,回教会好像很怪,听到意思。
But these verses in Hebrews means much more than go to church.
其实这个所说的不可停止聚会是更加深入的意思。
Let me explain. Here you are, sitting, hopefully rather comfortably, in a worship service at church.
我们在一起的现在有一个聚会,在教会当中有一个聚会。
Are you right now sitting there spurring one another up to love and good works?
我们在座当中,我们是不是在座在这个教会当中,是一起的,有彼此的相顾,有激发大家的爱心呢?
Right now, are you encouraging one another, just sitting there?
我们是不是有这个互相的去鼓励大家一起的,有崇拜呢?
Right, it's obvious that you're not presently, right now, at this moment, sitting in a worship service, spurring or stirring up one another to love and good works.
当然的,我指的只单单指坐在这里,不是说现在是很特别的去鼓励大家。
And that's because it doesn't happen in the dynamics of a worship service.
因为在崇拜当中,我们不是这样的去崇拜时间,没有互相彼此的一起的去鼓励。
You need deep spiritual friendships amongst Christians in Christ, practicing mutual ministry.
我怎么能够真的能够互相的鼓励呢?就是说我们有一个基督徒的生活,我们有基督徒的一个团契,是互相的一起的成长。
That's not found in a worship service.
那种生活不是说我们现在崇拜的时间你会见到。
How do you get the privilege of speaking into one another's lives?
我怎么能够有一个方法,有一个途径去帮助大家一起去成长呢?
It takes more relating then. It takes a smaller group to get to know one another.
就是说我们需要有一个小组,我们需要有一个小的团契里面当中,去互相的一起的成长。
You let each other into your lives. That can't happen in a larger setting like this.
就是说我们需要的,在一个不同的小组当中,我们一起的有互相的有关系,一起的有分享。 如果在大班人的时候,是很难去做。
One another includes opening up, sharing what struggles you're facing, your needs, your problems, your hurts.
就是一个小组当中是发生什么事，就是一起去有分享，究竟你生命当中，你是有什么的伤痛，你有什么的感受，你有什么的需要。
It also means to hold one another accountable in love, living out the life of faith.
就是在一个小组当中里面互相的去帮助大家，去互相的去提醒大家，我们一起的在里面当中有成长。
And that's what God, through the author of the letter to the Hebrews in verse 24 and 25, says you must not dare miss out on.
所以就说在今天的早上就看这个希伯来书第二个章节就说，写的作者就说，希望你们不要去忽略了这件事。
This morning, let me be as bold as I can and say this. If you're not in a small group of believing Christians committed to mutual ministry of one another, you're not really in the church.
所以就说，若然我在当中，若然你没有去参与一些小组的活动，一个小组的成长，你其实好，你是好困难，你是不能够做到喺个教基督教基督徒嘅当中有成长。
And I would suggest that you're not seriously seeking to obey Hebrews chapter 10.
所以若然我哋冇去积极去参与我哋小组当中嘅成长嘅活动嘅时候，你其实。
Unless you're much more deeply cemented, committed to a Christian community, you're not obeying Hebrews 10.
除非我们真的很积极去参与我们小组里面当中的成长的生活的团契，我们不能够真的去跟随到这个希伯来书第十章所讲的说话。
And that's why gospel-centered community is one another core value of a gospel-centered church.
所以有一个以福音为主的教会，就话我需要有这个小组的团契当中有成长。
Why is this one another so crucial?
点解我哋彼此嘅相顾一齐嘅成长咁重要咧？
Well, let me point out two phrases. First, in verse 19, Jake, if you don't mind, if you shine up verse 19 again, it says, "We enter the holy place by the blood." Of Jesus.
因为就话喺个第十九节讲就话，我哋唔能够进入呢个至圣所，除非系透过耶稣基督嘅宝血。
And here's the other key phrase for this one anothering, trying to show you that is crucial. Verse 22, we what? Draw near. It says, we draw near to God through the blood of Jesus.
就喺廿二节度讲就话，我哋能够去亲近神系透过耶稣基督嘅血。
You see, in the Old Testament. And in early part of chapter 10 of Hebrews, what is the author talking about? Why is he referring to this?
为什么新约现在的希伯来书的作者，为什么会讲回这个旧约的说话呢？
Well, in the Old Testament worship, the worshippers could not draw near.
因为在旧约的时间，崇拜的人，他们不能够去亲近神。
If you're familiar with the Old Testament, in the tabernacle, in the temple, in Old Testament worship, there was a holy place there.
大家若然记得的就是说，在旧约的时间，这个至圣所。
Right behind the curtain, there was the presence of God that dwelt and came down.
就是说有一个帐幕，这个后面的至圣所，就是说神的地方。
And only the high priest could draw near. Only one day a year he could draw near on Yom Kippur.
就唯有是一年的一次的时间，就是一个大祭司能够先至能够来到这个地方。
You see, you couldn't get in. You couldn't draw near to the immediate presence of Almighty God.
普通的基督徒是不能够直接的去感受到，去看到这个神。
And that's awful. That's awful. Because we need that. We need that desperately.
但是对我们来做基督徒的是很伤痛，因为我们需要就是我们需要去接近神。Because
drawing near to God, that's what changes you.
因为能够去接近神的时候，我们才能够人有改变。Our
sinful nature is bent towards
selfishness. 因为我们自然的，我们想是去帮助自己，去寻求自己的好处。
But when you and I get near the Holy God, it shakes us, gets us out of our selfishness.
但是当我们能够接近神的时候，我们的自私就会离开。
I'm hard-hearted. I'm impatient.
我是可能会很心硬的，我很没有耐性的。
But when I get near the love of God, He melts my heart. He melts my hard heart with His mercy.
但是当我们能够接近神的时候，我们会心软，我们有改变。
You see, Do you see how necessary it is to get near God? When you get near God, it transforms you. But in the Old Testament, you couldn't get near Him. You couldn't get back there into the holy place, the holy of holies portion of the temple, of the tabernacle. You couldn't get there.
但舊約嘅人係唔能夠去到呢個神嘅接近咗神，因為呢個有個障礙，去唔到呢個至聖所。
And that's because we're marred. We're marred. We're tainted. We're imperfect. We're sinful.
因為我哋係一班嘅罪人，我哋係有當中入邊有罪嘅人，係唔能夠去接觸到。
And if you're familiar with the Old Testament, you know you will perish. You will perish if you come face to face with the holy living God.
但係你熟悉舊約嘅時候，你會知道就話，若然我哋真係會係面對面見到神嘅時候，我哋會被消化。
It says in Hebrews 10 verses 1 and 2, that section we didn't read, that because of this, Old Testament worship did not perfect the worshipers.
所以就話，你睇就話，在喺舊約嘅時間。
Old Testament worship fell short. It didn't transform people.
所以舊約嘅時間唔能夠，佢嘅崇拜唔能夠去改變到佢哋嘅生命。
And this is on slide 2 in our text. You have the writer of Hebrews saying, yes, yes, through Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus, we can come right into, by faith, into the presence of Almighty God.
但喺呢個希伯來書就睇就話， 現在的時候我們可以，因為就是透過耶穌基督的寶血，我們能夠去親近到神。
You see the significance of that? We can draw near now.
所以就說我們現在能夠去接近到神了。
We can have that transforming presence in our lives. We have access.
所以就說我們能夠有這個方法，有這個能夠去改變我們生命的途徑。
So how? How do you access the access?
所以我們怎麼能夠得到這個途徑呢？
It's in the text. Verses 19 to 22, the writer of Hebrews is talking about what? How to have access to the presence of God.
現在在第19和22節就講，就話我點樣有呢個途徑去有呢個嘅有神嘅存在。
And then as we scratch our heads, after that he says, immediately he turns around and says, therefore, let us spur each other up to love and good works. Let's not forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
希伯來書的作者立即繼續說，就說我們要彼此的相顧，激發愛心，勉勵行事，不可停止聚會。
Jake, I put this on slide 3. Where do you access the access then?
我們怎麼能夠去找到這個途徑呢？
How? Through Jesus Christ, does the presence of the living God actually come into your life and change you?
就說怎麼樣透過耶穌基督去真的改變了我們人的生命呢？
How does this make you the person you ought to be?
就說怎麼能夠去改變到我們一個生命應該有的生命呢？
It's through community.
就說透過這個社團，這個生命。
Yes, you need to pray. You need to be in your prayer closet, but that's not enough.
是，我們需要有一個祈禱的生命，但是只是單靠一個祈禱的生命是不足夠。
It's through gospel-centered community that you have access.
就話我要透過有一個祈，唔單止係祈禱嘅生命，但係話要有一個嘅基督徒一齊嘅以福音為主嘅生命，一齊嘅生活，我先至能夠得到呢個途徑，去有一個更加親近神。
C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity, and by the way, thank you, Raymond. He said that you could get a copy. It's an e-book for $4 at Amazon.com. Mere Christianity. Of course, if you want the Chinese copy, it costs a lot more, but you get it $4.
如果你想去看 C.S. Lewis的 Mere Christianity， 你可以其实去上网4元就可以下载了这个电子的书卷，但如果你中文版本可能要贵一点。
Because this sermon is translated, I have to paraphrase Lewis, because if I give you a block or quote from him, it's not going to work. You know, Ken will kill me. He'll kill me because if I quote C.S. Lewis and he's trying to translate it.
牧师就去解读一段的是 C.S. Lewis去讲的说话。
So let me paraphrase what he says there. Christ works on us in all sorts of ways.
基督在我們生命有很多不同的途徑去幫助我們。
But Lewis says, but above all, he works on us through each other.
但是他會用我們旁邊的我們全部我們大家一起的人
Lewis goes on, he says, we are carriers of the Christ to each other. It's easy to think the church has many purposes. Lewis goes on and says, education, building, missions, holding services, but the purpose of all those purposes is one.
就是說我們作為教會的,我們很容易看到,作為教會的主要目的是有教導,要有一個差傳,有一個崇拜,但最終的教會的一個目的是什麼呢?
And I put it on the bottom there, slide 3, the church has no other purpose than to draw people into Christ, says Lewis, to make them like little Christ.
而最終的目的,教會的是要 作为基督徒的,去成为,更加亲近,更加去像基督。
Lewis closes this section of Mere Christianity and says, if you're not doing that, then all the cathedrals, missions, sermons, even the teaching of the Bible are simply a waste of time.
So C.S. Lewis就说,若然你不是这样去做的时候,你不是将教会成为帮助,你是更加去像神一样的时候,你所拥有的教会,几靓,几美的, 做什么的钱的,都是荒废。
So the question that you and I have to answer is how then? How does God's transforming presence through Jesus Christ get into your life through gospel community?
所以就说,就要看,怎样神就透过耶稣基督去用这个社团,基督基督基督的社团去帮助大家一起有成长。
Well, most likely it won't occur if you just come to the worship service.
当然,若然你只是坐在那里是有崇拜的,不会有这个成长。
You have to get involved. You have to commit yourself with a small group of Christians doing mutual ministry of one anothering.
所以就说我只是单是坐在那里有崇拜是不足够，就是说我需要去直接去介入我有一个小组的团契的生活。
John Wesley once said, the Bible knows nothing of solitary religion.
约翰·韦斯利所说的就是说我们作为圣经的不是只是单单一个自己个人的一个宗教。
Jake, I have this on slide 4. What does the nature or character of Christian community look like?
作为一个基督教的团体,有什么特点呢?
Right, we're being told here in Hebrews that it's more than just coming to church, right?
当然想看刚才所说的,当然不单只是说一起有一个崇拜。
It's this thing of one anothering.
就是我们有彼此的互相一起的生活。
And just let me quickly point out then there are four things in verses 24 and 25 you could pluck out that tell us about the nature of the kind of community that flows out of the access we have to the presence of God.
所以就说当有一个基督教的团契当中有四种的特点,有哪四种的特点就在24和25节当中。
And the four things again are in the text, verses 24 and 25, considering, spurring, encouraging, and working.
就有四个人就是说,要去彼此的相顾, 一起的去有关系,要激发这个爱心,要有鼓励,最后有这个行善。
Considering to verse 24, if you saw that.
等于就说要彼此的相顾去关心。
Notice it says not just spur each other on to love and good works, it says let us what? Consider.
不单只是说互相的一起的生活,而真是互相的去相顾,去关心对方。
That means stop and think about it.
意思就是说你要去停下来,去看一下,去想一下。
Ponder, reflect, how then can we look at the friends around us and how can we lead them into more loving, godly character?
就是说我们要停下来,去看一下你旁边的弟兄姊妹,怎么能够你去帮助他更加在主里面有成长。
You know, as a pastor, sometimes I counsel.
作为牧师的,有时会去辅导。
Counselors take notes.
作为辅导员的,需要去听的时候,要去写下这些资料。
Why do counselors take notes?
作为辅导牧师,为什么要写下呢?
They're considering.
因为他们真的听了之后,要去想。
They're not just listening and shooting off their mouths, saying something off the top of their heads.
不是,只是这里听完之后,就说这里就讲些话,告诉你应该怎么做。
They're pondering.
而是真的要听的道的人,听人,是真的会听到,去想,应该怎么去跟这个人说话。
How can I help this person become less anxious, less angry.
作為輔導員的就要想究竟如何能夠幫助對人不會那麼傷痛，不會那麼傷心呢？
How can I help this person get past their inability to handle disappointment?
如何能夠幫助這個人能夠不會覺得他那麼沮喪呢？
How can I help this person forgive?
如何能夠幫助這個人懂得如何有寬恕呢？
How can I help this person become happier, more joyful, more wiser?
如何能夠幫助這個人能夠更加有開心快樂的生活呢？
That's what counselors do, right? They consider, they ponder how to do it.
作為輔導員的就是這樣的工作，去聽到，去思想，去講，應該人要怎樣去做。
And in a healthy Christian community, we're all supposed to do that.
而作為一個有健康的，應該有個基督徒的生活，我們有一個基督徒的團體，就應該是這樣去做。
Let me be blunt with you. Do you have a set of people right now around you that are actively thinking, pondering, considering, knowing, hey, how can I help you grow in the Christian life?
究竟我們現在在當中，我們基督徒的生命，我們旁邊有沒有一些人是真的經常去想著幫你，怎樣能夠幫助你有基督教當中有成長的呢？
Are you presently involved in the lives of other Christians who are thinking about how can I help grow?
而當你自己的有沒有當中的有沒有經常都是想想，究竟我怎樣能夠幫助我旁邊的弟兄姊妹有成長呢？
Considering, pondering is a service for others. It's a part of one another.
而我們真的說互相的去思想，互相的去相顧我們的弟兄姊妹是一種的侍奉。
Are you intentional about that?
我們有沒有刻意性的去這樣去做呢？
Are you listening to one another, hearing the hopes and aspirations of your friends?
我們有沒有很留心的去聽一下究竟我們對方弟兄姊妹的所需要的關心呢？
Are you sharing about your struggles with sinful tendencies and your weaknesses and your strengths?
而你自己有沒有去分享你自己的弱點，你當中裡面的關心的東西呢？
I know what you're going to say. If you're a guy, you're going to say, well, you know, Wilson, you know, that's hard to do. Women do that naturally better. You're absolutely right.
男性可能會說，女士可能會容易一點去分享她所內心的事情。
And you can even go that further because, again, we have many cultures represented here. I think some cultures, if you're from a traditional culture, I think you find it more a natural thing than other cultures, you know. Some cultures do it better than others.
不同的文化背景也都有不同的表達的方法，可能令人是唐人的，會覺得要含蓄一點的，是不想去跟別人分享你內心的世界。
That's no excuse. That's no excuse because the Bible doesn't have qualifications here, doesn't have any distinctions.
但是聖經裡面所說的話，沒有說到你是哪一種人，你就要怎樣去分享。
Right, you read the text. It doesn't say depending on your gender or depending on your culture spur each other up to love and good works. It doesn't say that.
聖經裡面沒有說到基於你是哪一種文化，基於你是哪一種人，你才需要去相顧相親對方。
You have to consider. You have to be intentional about helping one another grow.
所以就說我們作為基督徒，我們很需要刻意性的去關心，去相顧。
In fact, the people in the first century are from a traditional culture.
其實你看回第一世紀當時的基督徒，他們是更加舊一點的文化。
Yet as you see in the Bible, they practice one anothering.
但是看到他們團契的生活，他們真的是互相的去相親，互相的去彼此的扶持。
So first that's considering. Secondly, you see in gospel community includes the spurring or the stirring up.
而即是說第一點就是說我們互相的去關心，而第二點就是說互相的彼此激發這個愛心。
Again, I always harp on the fact that when you read the Bible, you should read many translations.
我很多時候都說，當我們看聖經的時候，我們需要看不同的翻譯本。
Because then you'll discover why the translators are wrestling with this word or this phrase.
我睇就話點解唔同嘅翻譯員會有喺特別嘅字眼當中係特別嘅去挑剔、特別嘅去着重。
And here's one of the key words, the spurring or the stirring up. You know what it means literally?
咁入邊當中喺中文版本睇到話佢愛作為弟兄姊妹嘅愛，需要去激發呢個愛心。喺希伯來文同埋呢個希臘文，佢點睇嘅咧
？In Koine Greek, it means to irritate each other, or as other translations translate this, provoke one another.
而喺呢個希臘文當中，更加其實係講到話，我哋要彼此嘅去挑剔對方，或者係其他嘅版本入邊睇到話，更加要彼此嘅去責備或者激勵對方。
It's in the imperative. It's a command.
係一個嘅command， 係一個要我哋要去做嘅事。
It's a word that means to sharply disagree, to sharply confront。
就話好刻意性嘅、好尖鋭性嘅去否定你所講嘅説話、你所思想。
You know what you're being told here? You're being told if you don't have some people around you whom you allow to confront you, you're not going to grow towards godliness.
所以就話，若然你生命當中冇人嘅，係特別嘅、好尖鋭性嘅，去話俾你知有咩錯嘅時候，你自己其實唔能夠真正成長。
You're not going to become the person you're supposed to be, a person of love and good deeds.
所以若然冇人話俾你知你應該點樣去做嘅時候，你生命當中有咩做錯，冇人話俾你知你係做錯嘅時候，你喺基督教生命當中你唔能夠有嘅成長。
See, if you're the kind of person who's too touchy, let anybody come in and hold you accountable.
所以話，若然你生命當中冇人嘅係喺你生命當中係幫助你咁嘅時候
，You're going to be stuck in the mud.
你會喺一個好似依個成長嘅過程當中，好似一片嘅死水一樣。
Or to put it in a stronger way, you're dead spiritually.
亦都係話兩個方法講，就話你喺個靈命當中係死嘅。
And character change just won't happen.
而你嘅生命當中嘅性格，你嘅成長係唔會有改變。
Can you ask a brother or sister of the faith to give you what you need and not what you want?
你唔能夠話俾你弟兄側邊嘅弟兄嘅姊妹話俾你知，就話你話俾我知我有咩需要，唔好話俾佢知我所想嘅嘢。
That's a great example of Christian fellowship.
依個就係話作為基督徒嘅團契嘅生活就係咁樣。
And do you know why that's so?
點解咧
？Do you really believe what the Bible says about us and our sinful nature?
你相唔相信聖經所同你講嘅説話關於你嘅罪咧
？See, it's one thing to admit and say I agree with the Bible. I'm a sinner.
咁我哋可能會講話，我承認係聖經係啱，我係一個罪人。
But the Bible also goes on and it explains sin is blind to us.
而聖經都好清楚話俾我哋知，就係話我哋作為罪人係一個盲眼嘅人。
Your biggest flaws that can devastate your life and devastate the life of others are the ones you can't really get a grip on. You can't get really see in your life.
我哋最大嘅錯就乜嘢啊？就係我哋睇唔到我哋自己心中我哋眼嘅良木，我哋睇唔到自己我哋做錯啲乜嘢。
Jake, this is on slide 5. By definition in the Bible, your biggest sins are the ones you're sort of self-deceived about.
所以話喺聖經裏所講話，我人嘅最大嘅罪就係自欺欺人，我自己睇唔到我自己做錯嘅事。
And a mark of a mature Christian community is that we all know that. We all know that.
而作為一個基督教嘅社團當中，我哋要明白依樣嘢。
And if we say, please speak into my life.I know how deceptive my heart is.
所以作為一個社團嘅一齊嘅生活嘅時候，我哋要需要話你話俾我知我做錯啲乜嘢。
You can say I'm a Christian. I'm supposed to live as a Christian. The Bible says I shouldn't spend all my money on myself. I should be generous, but I'm not.
我要好坦白嘅去講出我自己係做錯啲乜嘢。譬如話，我係一個基督徒，我係好想我哋，我係有。我唔想去用，我唔應該。正經話俾佢知，我哋唔應該用我哋所有嘅錢係用喺其他嘅事嘅當中。
In true fellowship, we admit, we say, I do hold grudges. I'm supposed to forgive, but I can't forgive that person.
所以個聖經話俾我知話，我哋唔應該係用曬我哋所有嘅錢，我哋應該要慷慨嘅去幫助其他窮人，或者我哋當中，我哋生命當中，我哋係Okay, sorry. Continue. I'm unaware where I'm jumped to. Okay.
So in mutual ministry, that's examples of mutual ministry. You're honest with that, and you're seeking help, and then the person in love speaks into your life.
係就話我哋需要嘅就係我哋去明，我哋好表達嘅，我哋好承認我自己做錯啲乜嘢。
The Bible says we shouldn't be filled with self-pity, but if we're honest with ourselves, we say, I get really self-absorbed. I really feel sorry for myself.
我們作為一個基督徒的團契，我們要互相鼓勵。
Being accountable is doing one anothering.
互相的鼓勵當中，我們互相的扶持，就是互相的去有責任去幫助大家成長。
It's being courageous and bold and inviting people in and saying, don't tell me what I want, but tell me what I need to know.
所以就要给大家的一个权，就话原来我做错嘅时候，你话俾我知我有咩做错。
And that's why the NIV uses the word spur, because again, spur, if you're into horses, you know what spur, a spur is, right?
咩叫激励咧？咩意思咧？
It hurts. I invite you to confront me because you have a right according to the Bible to do that in love.
激励的意思其实可能是很伤痛，为什么我就说我是欢迎你，我是给你权，告诉我知，我做错了什么，你告诉我知。
Are you doing that? Or are you saying, hey, wait a minute, this is way too personal?
但我们有没有这样做呢？或者说，这个太个人的事，我不想这样给人家做。
Are you saying, Wilson, you know, only I have the right to decide what's right or wrong for me?
或者我哋會咁講話，牧師，其實應該係我自己應該要決定究竟我做錯啲乜嘢，我做啱啲乜嘢。
I decide how I spend my money.
係我要作個決定，應該點去用我嘅錢。
I decide what I can and cannot do with my life.
我係應該係我作個決定，究竟我生命當中有乜嘢可以做，有乜嘢唔可以做。
This is nobody else's business but mine.
其他人係唔可以，唔應該去管。 是除非我自己应该去看。
Besides, I'm from a traditional culture where shame is avoided at all costs.
而更加我传统文化告诉我们，我们要面子，我们不可以让别人知道我的疮疤。
We avoid bringing that upon someone.
不应该让别人有这样的权去指责我自己。
Again, there's no qualifications here. And the people in this day and age in the Bible are from a traditional culture.
而当时这帮人是一个传统的文化背景的人。
It was a shame-based culture.
不是说很顾着面子的，只是。
Yet you see in the New Testament how they lived out their one anothering.
但是在新约的时间去看，就说作为基督徒的社团，是应该互相的去挑战大家，互相的去相顾，去激励大家。
Our modern culture, of course, is a lot different, right? Our modern culture is we're enlightened, right? Individualistic culture.
而我现在当今现今的文化就告诉我们，我们要看我们自己。
It's what the sociologists tell us or label as expressive individualism.
那在现在社会学家告诉我们，我们现在的人是很表达性个人化的主义。
And you hear this every day out on Main Street. Every day you hear this, the highest value in life is self-determination.
若然你今天去法拉盛，去明家去看，人会觉得我自己作决定是很重要。
You always hear that, I have the right to decide. You don't. I have the right to decide what's right and wrong for me.
人是自己有作决定，有权，我自己是有什么最好的，不是你去决定。
So you can either have all the individualistic freedom you want, but then you can't have loving community.
所以就话我哋作为人嘅，你可以喺一方面你去选择，你要个人化，你自己去决定有咩系最好，但系你去选择究竟系应该我哋有一个社团嘅生活，去俾大家互相嘅去扶持，互相嘅去鼓励。
Because in loving community, you give the right to your friend to speak into your life and have authority.
而桑索所讲嘅话，这个若然我有一个基督教嘅社团，就话我俾呢个权俾别人，我弟兄姊妹去话俾我知我自己做错乜嘢。
And that's why the New International Version uses the word spur. You spur each other up to love and good works.
所以就话喺个新约版嘅当中入边嘅，就系讲就话我哋互相嘅喺入边嘅社团当中要激发呢个爱心。
So not only do you consider and you spur, but thankfully you encourage.
我刚才所讲的就是说我们有这个互相的去关心，我们互相的去激励，但更加要的就是说我们互相的去鼓励。
And in verse 25, encouraging is that great word that you've probably heard already, parakaleo.
就是说刚才的字。
para, right? As in paraprofessional, paralegal, right? Somebody comes alongside someone.
鼓励，当喺个希腊文当中嘅睇就话喺你伴喺你侧边去帮助你，去同你有个说话。
Right, para, the prefix alongside, kaleo, to call.
就鼓励意思即系话喺你嘅旁边，话俾你知，去鼓励你。
Means to emphatically, sympathetically put yourself in somebody's shoes.
就话意思即系话喺自己系套入喺别人嘅状态当中，应该点样去做？
You show them firsthand. You're really for them.
你话俾人睇到就话应该点样去做？
You support them in what they're trying to do.
去支持去鼓励你嘅弟兄姊妹。
That's encouragement.
呢个就系个鼓励嘅意思。
And so consider, spur, encourage, and what's this work? That's the product. Good deeds.
所以话刚才所睇嘅，我哋有一个关心，一个相顾，我哋有一个互相嘅激励嘅爱心。而第三点就系话，刚才讲有一个鼓励，而最后嘅就话，我哋一齐嘅有一个好嘅善事，有一个善功。
If you're working hard at the mutual ministry, the one anothering, that'll lead the persons of love, persons of character, persons who will be willing to do good.
所以就话，若然我哋有个社团有时间嘅时候，有咁嘅成长嘅时候，我哋一齐嘅有关心，我哋一齐嘅有互相嘅去鼓励，一齐互相嘅去扶持嘅时候，最后嘅结果就话会产生一个，就话我哋一齐会做一种好嘅善事，一齐有好嘅工作出嚟。
Jake, slide six. This term, good deeds, looks very generic, but actually it's a pretty important word.
刚才太太就话，因为 good deed 意思即系话做一个善事，好似好简单嘅事。
It actually means active, compassionate service.
其实系话俾咗话要做一个好积极性嘅好同情性嘅工作。
This is one of the signs of a gospel-centered community.
呢个就话作为一个基督教嘅有福音性嘅教会嘅当中入边，基督徒嘅生命应该系咁样。
You're finding ways to practically help one another.
就话我哋会有方，我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋寻求一个方法，点样去帮助对方。
I'll just give you some obvious examples. You know, there's a lot to do in a church. A lot to do.
我可以俾好多例子你，譬如话喺教会当中有好多嘢系需要去做。
Is it beneath you to just get involved in the gifts of helps? You know, helping ushering? Is it beneath you to usher or to help clean the church or to cook for lunch?
咁系咪话喺教会当中去帮手去清洁、帮手去煮饭系一啲好低微嘅工作咧？
Yes, those are menial and sometimes strenuous activities to do.
系嗰啲工作系好似好简单，系好个工作，好普通嘅工作，但系一个好需要喺教会要做嘅工作。
Nobody likes to take out the trash.
冇人中意去倒垃圾。
But that's being part of a gospel-centered community.
但系倒垃圾都系喺教会当中系一个好重要嘅工作，因为我哋要清洁。
You're willing to serve others. You're willing to get involved in one anothering.
我哋需要嘅互相嘅去侍奉，互相嘅扶持。
Let me take that working, which is the end product here in community, a little further.
咁我更加去睇就话，我哋要做一个善工，更加要睇深入啲去睇。
Because again, we're called to do this as a church. Are you willing to serve people the world neglects?
我哋系咪愿意去做个善工嘅讲就话，去对善待一啲呢个世界拒绝嘅人咧？
Now it includes the poor, but it doesn't necessarily mean only the poor. And we talked about the poor last week.
咁当然啦，我哋要去讲就话，嗰啲人系咪话只系讲系穷人咧？系唔单止系嘅。
But no matter what ethnicity you are, where you grew up, what socioeconomic class you're presently in, there's always people around you that are neglected.
无论你喺边度嘅生活，你边度成长，边个地方都好，你总会揾到一啲嘅人系你呢个世界系所忽略嘅。
I grew up in a community where there were only four minorities in my high school graduating class out of 417 people.
咁咧喺牧师佢成长嘅地方咧，喺400几人嘅学校当中，有毕业之后4个嘅系少数民族嘅人。
I felt so neglected.
牧师会觉得好似被忽略。
There are neglected people out there that the church needs to befriend.
世界当中有好多系被忽略嘅人，系需要教会系去照顾。
That's an example of a good deed.
呢个就有其中一个嘅例子，点样嘅有好嘅善事。
Because Christians reach out to people who are neglected by the world.
因为作为基督徒嘅系去接触呢个世界所忽略嘅人。
You reach out to people that the world looks down upon.
呢个作为基督徒嘅就去接触一啲就话世界系所践踏嘅人，基督徒嘅去接触。
That's what it means to be a compassionate community.
呢个就话呢个意思就话有一个同情心嘅呢个嘅侍奉就意思。
And so finally, what's the source then of our strength? How do we do this?
咁我哋好想做呢啲嘅工作，呢个善事，但系我有咩嘅能够帮助我哋有一个力量去做咧？
It's in the text, verses 19 to 22. What's 19 to 20 all about?
就个答案就话喺个第19至22当中。
It's what we traditionally call assurance of salvation.
我点先有得到呢个力量啊？就系有呢个得救嘅确据，能够俾到我哋有一个力量。
And it's a simple truth, yet it's a profound truth.
呢个好似好简单嘅答案，但系一个好真正嘅好着重我哋要了解。
And I have it on slide 7. Verse 19 says, "We have." Confidence.
就话，若然我哋有呢个福音嘅，若然我哋有呢个嘅得救嘅确据嘅时候，我哋能够有得到一个信心。
The meaning behind that word confidence means to speak freely.
信心意思即系话，我哋能够好自由嘅去说话。
And what that means is to speak without fear, speak without reprisal.
就话我哋说话嘅时候，我哋唔需要去担心一啲咩嘢。
That means you're not afraid. That you're going to be rejected if you speak out.
So, 就话，因为你去说话嘅时候，你讲一啲嘅内容嘅时候，你唔需要担心人哋会去反驳你或者拒绝你。
You know what's behind that word confidence? Suppose you're going to a job interview.
譬如一个例子，你譬如话你去见工。
You're not going to speak freely, right?
你唔会话你想讲乜讲乜。
You're thinking about every little word you're going to say.
因为你去见工嘅时候，你要讲话嘅时候咧。 你要每句说话，你都要谂清谂楚先去同呢个老细讲。
When you go in to see your teacher or professor to change your grade, you think you've been treated unfairly. You're going to think about every single little word you say.
如果你想翻学喺学校嘅时间，你想咧同个老师去改一改嘅分数嘅时候，同佢有争辩嘅时候，你嗰讲嘅说话，每个说话你要好小心同呢个阿sir讲。
But if you want a better understanding of what's behind this word confidence, think of an 8-year-old. An 8-year-old running to their mom, running to their dad.
我更加想睇下话，呢个咩意思咧？好自由去讲，试下谂下一个8岁嘅细路仔去搵佢阿爸阿妈去说话。
An 8-year-old's not going to think, how can I say this just right? You know, let me think about this. Let me think what I'm going to say to my mom and dad to get this out right.
一个8岁细路仔唔会话去谂下，究竟我点样同阿爸阿妈去讲呢啲嘅说话咧
？No, they're confident. They are confident, and they just blurt out, speak freely what's on their mind.
一个8岁细路仔佢唔会话去谂，应该点样去讲，点样去度，要讲咩说话？佢好自然嘅，好自由嘅去讲佢所想要讲嘅说话。
And you know, maybe because they're young, their confidence is misplaced.
佢可能因为细路仔可能讲嘅嘢乱七八糟。
And yes, mom and dad are flawed human beings as well.
咁啊，作为阿爸阿妈都可能系人都系罪人。
But nevertheless, the child, the 8-year-old, has confidence that they will speak freely to mom and dad.
但系就谂下就话，就算呢个8岁嘅细路仔，佢想同佢阿爸阿妈讲嘅说话嘅时候，佢好有信心嘅，佢会讲佢所讲嘅说话。
And the writer to the Hebrews is saying, you Christian, who trust and believe in the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ, you have that same status before your Father in heaven.
亦都话，作为基督徒嘅，我哋系相信神嘅，我哋同一样，呢个8岁细路仔一样，我哋系充满着信心，好自由嘅去讲出我要讲嘅说话。
Through the person and work of Christ, you can draw near and gain strength. Just like an 8-year-old draws near their parents.
我点解有一个信心去讲个说话？因为我哋有呢个耶稣基督嘅宝血，我哋好自由嘅去讲出个说话，就好似个8岁嘅细路仔一样，佢哋好清心嘅心，去好自由嘅去同佢父亲去讲个说话。
You could speak freely from your heart and your mind.
我们作为基督徒，我们好自由性嘅，我们可以去讲出我哋要讲嘅说话。
And that's so because God accepts you, Christian, through the person and work and blood of Christ.
我点样能够系咁自由嘅去讲嘅说话？因为我哋已经系相信主耶稣基督佢所做嘅一切。
You see, He lived out perfectly life in obedience to the Father for you.
耶稣基督他所做的工作是为了我们的工作去做了我们应该要做的事。
You're not accepted in Him because of your good deeds.
我们被神去接纳，不是因为我们做了什么好的工作。
You have access to Almighty God through the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们有一个途径能够去到耶稣基督神那里，就是因为耶稣基督他所做的一切。
And that status is present now by faith in what Jesus has done.
就说我们凭着信心去相信耶稣基督为到我们的生命所做的去得救。
And therefore there is no condemnation for you.
所以我们作为基督徒不会再被惩罚去成为有罪。
You can draw near.
我们终于能够去亲近到神。
You know, this assurance of salvation, verses 19 and 22, is the basis of the community, the wonderful community that appears in
23-25.
And why is that?
为什么这么重要呢?
It's because you, Christian, have been invited in to the ultimate perfect fellowship, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
因为我们作为基督徒的，我们亦都是一样的，我们被呼召，我们被欢迎来到这个社区。这个社区就是说，我们作为基督徒，有天父，有圣子，有圣灵。
That marvelous delight that before, as we know time, Father, Son, Holy Spirit delighting with each other, they're inviting you into that.
在初初我们从未发生的时候，已经有天父、圣子、圣灵，他们已经有一个团契，而他们是邀请我们一起进入这个生活。
And when you know that personally, that you've been accepted by the ultimate person that counts, you're not going to be searching for love anywhere else.
所以就说我们已经是被呼召，我们被欢迎去到这个社团，我们不再需要在外面再找一些东西去代替，去得到这个满足。
And that's why it's so important to know that you're saved by God's grace.
所以我们很明白，我们很深信就说我们已经是被得救。
Because His love is sure for you and endures forever.
而他的爱已经是给到我们，我们有一个确据。
You see, if you don't know He loves you, you're going to desperately look for love elsewhere.
所以你不去明白他给你的爱，你会在外面其他地方去找这些东西去代替，究竟有什么去爱我。
And so my challenge to you this today is, what are you doing with your relationships?
所以我今天早上我去挑战你一个说话，就是说，究竟你的生命当中的关系当中，你怎么去看呢？
Do you keep company with people for their sake?
你是不是很着重去看看你旁边的弟兄姊妹，你的朋友的 的关系呢？是不是只是说那些是只是你的朋友呢？
Or do you just hang out with people who make you feel good about yourself?
你跟那群人一起是不是觉得，哦，因为他们呢，令到我觉得很开心？
You see, that's why you befriend those people.
如果我这么看的时候，很自然，因为觉得那群人令到我觉得开心，我就跟他们一起咯。
That's why you say these other types of people, well, I'm not going to befriend them.
所以就觉得，这群人对我不好，我就不跟他们一起咯。
Because they're not my preferred group. They're boring.
因为那群人就是对我来说是不好的，我很闷的，我不喜欢的。
Or worse yet, you might find these people disdainful.
我觉得这群人更加是可恶的对我。
Why?
为什么呢?
It's because all your relationships are about you.
因为我觉得就说，所有周边我所有的朋友当中就说， 经常都只是看着是我，究竟我怎样在当中得到这个得益。
And that goes counter to what the writer of Hebrews is saying about gospel community.
但是这个是不是刚才我们所听的，我们作为基督徒的社团是不是这样呢？
And so finally, how can you be sure that God loves you?
所以我最后讲就是说，我们怎样能够肯定到神是爱我们呢？
Well, as we go to the table, you know those words as the Lord hung on that cross. My God, why have you forsaken me?
就是说我怎么能够肯定到神是爱我们呢？就是说当我看这个圣桌，就是说耶稣基督去最后一刻的时候，你为天父，你为何遗弃离弃我呢？
You see, Jesus is innocent. He's the sinless Lamb of God.
耶稣他自己是一个无罪的人。
And he's forsaken by all because of you.
他被所有的世界去遗弃，去为着人的缘故。
You see, sin kills community.
第一就是说，因为罪去破坏这个社区社团。
Sin disrupts, distorts relationships.
这个罪是去破坏这个社区。
And yes, we know the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the wages of sin also is aloneness.
罪的公价乃是死，也都是罪的公价，也都是令到我哋去得到孤独。
And Jesus, the sinless one, betrayed by all, rejected by his people, and God the Father turning his face away from God the Son on the cross as his wrath comes down on the Son.
因为耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，他被他的其他人去背叛，他被这个世界人去背叛，而天父也都是转面看不到他。
One of the things going on there is he got aloneness for you so that you would never, ever be alone.
所以说耶稣基督他拿了你的孤独，而所以令到你不会再有孤独的生命。
So what are you going to do? You're going to enter in? You're going to enter in, commit yourself to gospel community. Are your relationships going to change?
你是不是愿意去拥有这个基督徒的团契的生命呢?
He will never leave you. He will never forsake you.
让你拥有的时候就说神，他的爱是永远不会离开你。
Father, as we go to the table in a few minutes, we ask, Lord, that we'd reflect.
主，我们有一阵子，我们来到这个圣餐的时候，我们会有一个思想。
And ponder your amazing grace for us.
我就是思想就是说你给我们的奇妙的恩典。
You are committed to your people.
你是committed去爱我们。
And Lord, may we be committed to do one another.
也是的，我们有个回应就是说我们都是互相的去扶持。
And we ask that for the sake of Jesus.
我们这样祈祷也是奉耶稣基督的名。
Seal that into our hearts today.
也都是将这个信息去打在我们的心底里面。
In his precious name, amen.
我们这样祈祷，奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。